activated. New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talk about
reaching up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
This is Don Fess, and we're reaching up again right now. All together in 204 countries with great in-person guests and music.
Hello, my name is Idan Reifel, and I'm reaching up with Don.
Israeli and world music star Idan Reikel joins me today on Reaching Up. This is Don Fass, and we are somewhere in the Newmark Theater in Portland, Oregon. Idan, I last saw you at the 60th anniversary for Israel in Los Angeles with our mutual friend Craig Taubman.
Right.
And it's a pleasure to meet you. I was at a little bit of sound check, and I'm really looking forward to the concert tonight. Tell our listeners how you got started, and I believe it was outside of Tel Aviv?
Right. Back home in Israel, I started the Idan Reichel Project. The Idan Reichel Project is a big band of over 85 musicians and singers from all over the world who joined me to create a new concept of a CD, which in every song you can find different lead singer and different musicians from different parts of the world. The Idan Reichel project was founded around 7 years ago, and we released 3-4 CDs. I'm saying 3-4 CDs because the fourth one is a live CD of a very big band that you can find there are over 28 musicians and singers from all over the world. The Idan Reichel project is for me it's kind of a big social movement that people are joining us to our Facebook and to our website, and just sending us music from all over the world. The idea is to cross borders and to cross boundaries, you know, cultural borders, to build bridges between cultures.
Now, did you know growing up in Israel that you wanted to be a singer and do all kinds of music, or did you start off doing Israeli music?
I started doing Israeli music, and for me, everything that I'm doing, even now collaborating with Indiari or with Vifar Kature from Mali, for me, it's still music that influenced by my roots. Although Indiari is a Grammy Award-winning of neo-soul music, and we are creating this Open Door album, it's still, for me, influenced by the Israeli melodies. For those of the listeners who are not familiar with Israel, it's all about immigrants who came from all over. That's why, for me, to collaborate with the Idan Reichel project with so many artists, the youngest is 16 years old and the elders are 83 and 89 years old, and they came from all over, it just came for me naturally. In the Idan Reichel project, you can find singers from Ethiopia, Morocco, Yemen, Colombia, former USSR, really from all over.
That's interesting because last year I was in Tel Aviv in Jerusalem, and I was sitting down at a cafe, I can't remember the name, but you probably know it. It's known for pastry, and it's on Ben Yehuda Street in Tel Aviv.
Yes.
I don't remember the name, but anyway, very good. But he was telling me that, I mean, you're talking international, you're talking Ethiopia, you're talking African countries, but even he was telling me how he kept going back and forth between places like New York and Israel. And that obviously develops an international kind of music also.
Yes, for us to travel all over the world and to meet our audience all over there, it affects us because the Idan Reichel project started as a very Israeli project, and then singers and musicians joined us from all over the world. That's why when I met Indiari for the first time, I thought that you would become one of the singers of the project. But then we wrote more and more songs, so we collaborated on other stuff. But Vifar Kature is a Muslim guitar player from Mali, western side of the Sahara Desert, and we're still collaborating, and for me, the sound is Israeli. But still, we have to remember that all these singers and musicians, we got to know them by traveling all over the world or online.
I have a picture of you in my mind's eye. I hold a feeling of you in my heart. I hear the timbre of your voice in my ear. The door is open, there's no need to ring. Just walk right in where you belong, my friend. I sing this melody for you. I have a picture of you in my mind's eye. I hold the feeling of you in my heart. Oh. I hear the timbre of your voice in my ear. The door is open, there's no need.
Somewhere a child needs your help with food, school, and health. And what if at the same time and for the same small monthly donation, you could also help many American kids and keep our voice of love and working together on the air, all for just the same $38 a month. You can do all that, but only by clicking the Compassion banner on our www.celebrateradio.com website. So be an even much bigger blessing. All three needs met for just $38 a month. Please do it today, exclusively at the Compassion banner at celebrateradio.com.
Reaching Up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
Obviously, you must be building bridges in Israel and the Middle East, too, because, for example, and I want to make sure our listeners know this, there's a radio station in Ramallah, All for Peace, which we're on, by the way, that is jointly owned by the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli government.
Right.
There's a group in Tel Aviv, our friend Melissa Boscovich, Peace Child Israel, and she brings Palestinian and Israeli kids together to learn about each other, do theater, do music.
Yes.
So what I want people to know, and I want you to comment about, is we hear all the bad stuff and all the people who don't get along with each other, but there's a lot of good stuff going on too, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. For those of the listeners who are not familiar with Israel, it's one of the most interesting places in the world. Once you go there, obviously, you know, on CNN, on news, you hear only about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which hopefully will be solved soon. But Israel is one of the most beautiful places. It's a very small country. You cross it with from east to west by within 90 minutes, and from south to north within 7 hours. But you'll find their ancient world of Jerusalem and the old, you know, one of the oldest cities in the world. But then you go to Tel Aviv, driving like 50 minutes to super modern Tel Aviv, and you have music from the Bedouin tribes, our Gypsy Muslim tribes, or classical musicians, you know, of immigrants from former USSR who founded one of the most important philharmonic orchestra. And also my band, the Down Rifle Project, is actually a result of this melting pot, of this trying to define the music of this multicultural nation. So we actually, this is the idea, yeah.
Of course, music, no matter what language you're singing in, really has its own language of understanding and of linking people.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, if people need to imagine, you know, singers from Ethiopia playing with singers from former USSR, Moscow, or the guitar player is from Yemen, and the drummer is Iraqi drummer, so it sounds almost impossible. But these days, when everyone's like immigrant and moved to different places and sharing music online, the Down Rifle Project is more and more possible to do. This is why, by the way, we started to distribute our music mostly online on iTunes. You can go online to IDANRAICHEL. It sounds like Aiden Rachel, Aiden Rachel, but it's Idan Reichel Project, and Google us and find us online.
And we'll give your web address again and have a link on our website. This new album that I got, it's a 3 or 4 disc set. Tell us about it.
It's a 3-set CD, very massive work that we did the past, very big work that we did for 55 weeks. We recorded and edited a lot of live versions and also songs that were never released before. Just a very, very interesting 3-set CD that for people who just want to get to know us, you know, and they don't have all our albums as studio albums separate, you can just maybe have this online on iTunes the Idan Reichel project. It's called Traveling Home. It's called Traveling Home because we recorded it on the road. And they always ask us, where are we traveling? And where are we touring? So we always say the last destination is always home. So we're actually traveling home.
Okay. Now, in fact, you're about to go to L.A. and you're about to be with our friend Craig Taubman at Sinai Temple, is it?
Yes, yes. Every time that we performing on tour, you know, even now when we perform the open tour with Indie Ari, still it's important for us to, you know, to stop in a few destinations and to visit our community, the Jewish community or the Israeli community. So we stop by also in some temples or in the synagogues or, if there is a festival or event, so we definitely do it.
Last year I spent the Jewish High Holy Days in Jerusalem, which was incredible. I had been to Israel 20 years before, but totally different. Mystical, spiritual, indescribable, right?
Yes, I always say, you know, it's totally different than to be Jewish outside of Israel or to be Jewish in Israel, not because of the essence, but because of you actually feel the atmosphere once you go to Jerusalem, to the Western Wall, to the old city of Jerusalem. This is where everything started, you know, so you feel it, and I'm happy that you felt it as well.
We look forward to your performance tonight. We've seen you in L.A., now Portland, which is my new home, so I welcome you here, and please give a shalom to Craig.
Yes.
And everybody with Craig. Pleasure to meet you. We'll play your music a lot, including during this interview, and we look forward to what you produce next. I can tell people the 3-CD set is incredible. I've listened to it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support.
Let's see.
Dan Raquel and the wonderful India Ari.
Some believe it's right to say Jesus when you pray. Some believe Muhammad, Allah, or Buddha are the way. Is there no God or a pantheon of gods up in the sky? I'll honor your choices and you can honor mine. Whether you are red, black, yellow, brown, or white, a man with a husband or a woman with a wife, we can debate till the end of time who's wrong and who is right. Or I can honor your choices and you can honor mine. We all want the same things for life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. But can we give up a need to be right? Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. Some believe that God's a him and some say he's a her. Does God live here in our hearts or out in the universe? Gandhi was a Hindu, Martin Luther King, a Christian. Regardless of religion, they knew love was the myth. We all want the same things from life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. But can we give the present, give the gift of your acceptance. Give the world a present, give the gift of your acceptance. We can debate till the end of time who's wrong and who is right. Or I can honor your choices and you can honor mine. You and I don't see your country, I just see my friend. I pray we're in each other's lives for a long, long time. Cause I honor your choices and you honor mine. We all want the same things for life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. But can we keep to be right, give the world a prayer.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up. And be sure to tell us where you're listening. Write me at reachinguprradio@gmail.com. reachinguprradio@gmail.com.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network.
Radio Network.
From Seattle to Paris, Bangkok to Jerusalem.